Okay, let's remove the extraneous subunits again, because there's one more thing I want to show you before we leave this view. I've been showing, or at least making mention, of parallelisms. The parallel layers, or lamina, if you will, all involve helix 2 and helix 3. There are four helices, however, which are not at all involved in these parallelisms. These are the four instances of helix 1. As you can see, none of the helix 1 coils are in any of the parallel layers of the H3-H4 tetramer. This further emphasizes the fact that helix 2 and helix 3 are primarily involved in supporting the three-dimensional conformation of the octamer, primarily through hydrophobic bonding, whereas helix 1, although it probably has some structural role as well, is distinguished by its involvement in DNA binding, as part of the superhelical ramp I mentioned earlier. Its different function is reflected here by its different geometrical relationship to the other alpha helical coils, being absent from the parallel layers in which the other alpha helical coils are found.